always remember you like a child, girl. Last night these two bouncers and one room's alright, the other one's a scary and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say behind the go through to the bit where you pay, and you realise then that it's finally the time to walk back past 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can swap jumpers and make another move. It's still in your brain, you've got something to prove to all the smirking faces and the boys in black. Why can't Why can't he have a laugh? He's got his hand in your chest, he wants to give you a dub. Well, secretly, I think he wants you all to kick off. He wants arms lying everywhere and balls as well. It's just something to talk about, a story to tell you.
Star. 3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 7:07 and 28 seconds in Medford today. And you're listening to Rocky Mountain. Wait, here we go. This is Rocky Mountain Jams. This is Megan and Allison, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bright and early in the morning.
Or really late if you're me and haven't gone to bed yet. So today is a Tuesday, also known as Fat Tuesday, also known as Mardi Gras, at 7 in the morning. And so we're playing Mardi Gras music.
Mardi Gras music. Have you ever been to Mardi Gras?
I've been... No.
No.
Okay.
Good thing we both... Well, so we should both know what kind of music to play today.
Yeah, super informed. I have an aunt and uncle who live in the South, and mm-hmm. So, like, Mardi Gras is, like, a thing that I'm, like, aware of, but I've never actually been in New Orleans or down there during Mardi Gras.
Sounds super, super fun.
Yeah.
I want to go really someday, cool. Yeah.
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 So, the song we just played was...
Take Me to Mardi Gras by Paul Simon. Fitting for the theme today.
Should we play another?
Let's play some more music. Oh, which song should we play though? Okay, let's just do... We're gonna do a little... Oh, it's already playing. My bad. Okay, you know what? We're just gonna turn it on.
this in my hand. I hope you understand. I'm leaving here today. This time I'm gonna stay.
Songs we've played so far have been Princess and the Frog.
Oh yeah,
that kind of sums up our our, like, deep understanding of
Mardi Gras. It's like for someone that, like, doesn't know Mardi Gras and hasn't been to Mardi Gras, when I think Mardi Gras, I think of that movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie, too.
Yeah, it's a fantastic movie.
So, yeah, actually, I have some, like, fun facts about Mardi Gras, because last night, a group of us had to explain Mardi Gras to
a girl. Wait, are these not plugged in? Never mind. Whatever. Oh, well.
A group of us had to explain... What?
Sorry. Let's hear your facts.
Okay. Mardi Gras to a girl from Turkey who, like, has no understanding of what this American nonsense is.
Keep going. Keep going. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay. So what we've got, this is your history lesson for the day to everyone who's listening. We should check it on how many they have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good, okay, good call. So Mardi Gras is a holiday that was started in Mobile, Alabama. It is French for Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, or Gras Mardi. And it takes place the day before Ash Wednesday, when fasting for Lent begins. It took off in New Orleans, Louisiana, where the French Creole Cajun population was a majority, and they turned it into a socialite structure with, quote, crews, spelled K-R-E-W-E-S, having a king and queen of each crew that hold a ball for the rest of the members. So you would be, like, a part of a big crew, like Crew of Gemini or Crew of Bacchus, and that was, like, the social group. Is like, it's, I don't know, like a Creole frat. That's what it sounds like. And it has since adapted from an indulgent feast for the crew members to a huge crazy holiday damned by a lot of Christian ideologies. At one point, they said that Mardi Gras was started by witches in Mobile for excessive drinking, partying, and nudity all around rambunctiousness. The balls and socialized structures still exist, but now they have parades, too, that the populace can go to where they throw beads, candy, etc. from floats. Yeah, so basically, for those of us who grew up in the Christian church, the 40 days before Easter is Lent, and you give something up in remembrance of, like, the fact that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights and ate nothing and drank nothing and was tempted by the devil the whole time, and you're supposed to, like, show solidarity by giving up TV. And, so, like, the night before that, you'd go ham with whatever you're about to give up. Because, like, I feel like...
Yes.
Sex, drugs, and alcohol are really common things to give up. And so, you'd, like, I don't know, live it up for a night. And
yeah.
And go cold.
Yeah.
So, that's Mardi Gras.
Or, like, you just sit there and watch hours of television if you're giving up TV.
Yeah, or that.
Yeah. Which is what? Yeah.
That's not Mardi Gras, though.
That's not Mardi Gras.
It's mostly what I've ever done. Yeah, no. So, this is a cool... thing that's happening in American Southern Alabama and Louisiana culture, and now we know why it's happening.
I actually had no idea that that was the reason why Mardi Gras existed.
Yeah.
Huh. I learned something new this morning.
Yeah. I knew about, like the Christian origins, but I didn't actually know anything about the crews, and I'm now aware that they exist, but I don't really understand that still, so it still sounds like a frat.
It's like my dream is to have people throw beads and candy at me from a float.
Beads would hurt.
Beads, would they though? What if they threw them like directly onto your neck? How cool would that be?
That's a big what if. That's a difficult target.
I feel like if I was on one of those floats, I would just try to throw them onto people's necks. That would be like my aim. Yeah. But then I'd probably just end up
like... Like a ring.
Yeah, but then I'd probably just hit them in the head.
Yeah.
But then they would also probably be like... not conscious enough to be like, ouch, this hurts.
In Colorado, at like all the ski resorts for Mardi Gras, there's usually like some sort of thing that happens at the mountains, because it sort of fits in with off-break ski culture.
So
if you go to like, I'm trying to think of the main ones, like Breckenridge, I feel like Breckenridge and Winter Park especially, like the trees this weekend are like just decked out completely, because they like throw the beads at the trees.
And then, cool.
Like, have you ever gone skiing to like, the bras in the trees? Okay, so it's like bras and beads in the trees.
Oh.
Like, oh, look, it's Mardi Gras.
And
then it's also year round, but like also Mardi Gras.
Wow, Mardi Bronco. Mardi, I just said Mardi Bra. Wow. You just like made me twist up my words because of the story.
Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
It was kind of, Interesting. But I guess I have to go to a ski resort in Colorado then. I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. You learned something new at 7:22. And it rhymes. Ooh. Wow.
All right. New song.
New song.
This is... Oh, well, so... Yeah, we already said two of the last ones were from Princess and the Frog, which is, like, pretty solid insight to Creole
yeah.
culture, if I do say so myself as someone who knows nothing about Creole culture. But, and then the other one was,
what was it called? It was called Walking to New Orleans by Bobby Charles.
Cool.
Yeah.
And this upcoming one is See You Later, Alligator by Bobby Charles.
Okay. So. Here we go.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator, after one crocodile. See you later, alligator, after one crocodile. See you later, alligator. After one crocodile. See you later, alligator. After one crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know you can't my style? Said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. She said, I'm sorry, pretty daddy, you know my love is just for you. Won't you say that you forgive me? Say that you still love me too. I said, wait a minute, baby. See you later, alligator. After one crocodile. See you later, alligator. After one crocodile. Can't you see you're in my way now? Don't you know you can't my style? Give me a shrimp. Doesn't take long for my lips to miss it. Give me a shrimp, old boy, dressed and a cold, cold beer. Give me a shrimp, old boy, dressed. Yeah, put everything on it. I know where I am, and I know I can get it like I want it. Hey, baby, back there cooking, how you been? Up so good, make my taste buds grin. Give me a shrimp, old boy, dressed and a cold, cold beer. Now wherever there are people breathing, you can find something to eat. But there's only one place on this earth's face where the eats greet your teeth. Give me
a shrimp old boy dressed in a cold beer. They go so good together, you might even call them peers. They usually hang out in the same places, among a bunch of happy faces. Give me a shrimp old boy dressed and a, oh, and a cold. Oh, baby, give me a shrimp old boy dressed way down in New Orleans. When you address it that way, dressed, they know exactly what you mean. Hey, baby, back there, don't forget that chili brew. If you got a couple of Royces while I'm waiting, bring them too. Give me a shrimp old boy dressed and a cold, cold beer. Oh, Lord. Give me a shrimp old boy dressed and a cold, cold beer. Yeah, hey, don't forget that beer, baby. Whatever happened to Lovato's, they're not there anymore. Maybe we can go to Pascal Manala's. I'll go to Dina's and get one of them. How about stopping in at Mother's? I know we can get one there. Give me a shrimp old boy dressed and a cold, cold beer.
You put the boom boom.
Yay.
All right, that was Wake Me Up Before You Go Go by Wham.
Wham. Someone needs to wake me up before I go go.
What movie? It's Deadpool talks about Wham.
Oh, do they? I haven't seen Deadpool.
Allison.
Sorry. Oh, speaking of movies.
Oh, hey.
Have we? Yeah, let's talk about the Oscars.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
And then my sister, I was like working on my paper, and my sister texted me and was like, did you just hear what happened at the Oscars? And I was like, no, what happened? And she's like, she told me what happened about like the whole La La Land Moonlight thing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I didn't believe her. I was like, are you serious? And she's like, I'm 100% serious. And I was like, okay. And then I looked it up and was like, this is like painfully awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was sitting in the res, as I do. Mm-hmm. And I like have CNN notifications on my phone because like, whatever my feelings about CNN are, they send very straightforward headlines, and so I can like be casually aware of things that are happening.
Yeah.
And so it was like La La Land won, and then it was like major mix-up, Moonlight won. I was like, wait, what? And then this girl, because they were streaming it in Hotang.
Yeah.
This girl comes running in and screams, "They called the wrong movie!" And just went off shouting. She was talking to her friends like on the other side of the res, and like everyone just like turned around and was like listening to her tell like what had happened. And I was like, this is unreal.
That is unreal.
I still haven't like actually seen footage or like.
Oh, I saw footage. It was weird and super awkward, and yes. It's really unfortunate for like the people that actually won, like for Moonlight. Because it's like, I don't know, I feel like it kind of like delegitimizes like their win.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Do you know why it happened? Because I know that like Emma Stone was printed twice.
I think it was because they gave them the wrong envelope.
But why did they have two of that envelope printed?
Like, I don't have no idea.
One more on the system. I don't know.
Also because they couldn't like talk for as long as they wanted to, which is kind of a bummer. But yeah.
I think, oh, I didn't know that happened either. I just know the very like vague details, the hazy outline of what
happened. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I think in some ways like it does do that just because like the chaos overshadows the fact that
yeah, exactly.
But also
yeah.
Like there's so much more conversation about it winning now than there would have been otherwise. And I think that movie deserves like all the conversation.
Have you seen it?
No.
I haven't either.
Strong opinions about
having
seen it.
Also their movie cover is beautiful.
Yeah.
I like want a poster of that in my room.
Like, kind
even
of
though I haven't seen the movie.
By the photo alone.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. I also saw a trailer for it and cried.
Yeah. So, yeah. In the trailer, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was gonna go see it one day and then ended up not going, but people are like, bring a bucket. For your tears. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, when it breaks some form of like online streaming.
Oh, for sure.
We should have
for sure. I'll pop some popcorn. Yeah,
okay, cool. I'll
I also have a huge box of Twizzlers still from Pass the Torch, so. Yeah.
Okay. Game changer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm also, sorry, I just interrupted you, but I'm a very strong advocate that Twizzlers are the best movie candy. Or like Red Vines, whichever you prefer. I know, it's an unpopular opinion, but hear me out. It's because, like, when you're watching a movie, you need snacks that are like a continuous, like that you can eat continuously without thinking much of them.
Yeah.
And I think Twizzlers are like the perfect candy for that. That's why popcorn is such a popular like movie thing.
I mean, they're the perfect candy for that in the sense that like you kind of have to work to swallow it, so you're not like shoveling candy down your throat. But
yes.
Also, like if I'm going to mindlessly eat an entire bag of one kind of candy, that isn't the one that like I would choose above others. Like, okay, for me it's Junior Mints.
Okay.
Or Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
But also Reese's Pieces for most things in my life are like top choice. So anyway.
Yeah, see, Twizzlers aren't my favorite candy at all. Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe
Junior Mints are a good one too.
Patch.
Yeah. But I feel like those like after you eat enough of them become like too much. Like having like too many Junior Mints is like okay.
I don't know.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah.
But I do think that you need like a good candy to mindlessly eat, and I think Twizzlers are a good one for that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a bad one.
Yeah.
By any means. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also because like I don't want to eat something that like I really enjoy the taste of. because I'm like mindlessly eating. Like, I'm not thinking about like, oh, this candy is so good.
See, I understand what you're saying, but that's also like not how I go about choosing candy. Like, which candy out of all of these do I like the least? So okay. That I'll eat the least.
Well, it's not that I don't like them.
No, but
like,
I
still do.
That.
But yeah.
Like, there have definitely been points when I've chosen Twizzlers for like other purposes.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't love them.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Which is a sad thing to say. I like the cherry pull apart ones.
Oh, those are fun.
I would genuinely like choose those out of like options.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really like a red vine or Twizzler. Yeah. It doesn't count anymore. But
also, sorry.
No, you're good.
I just interrupted you again. You should speak. So okay. I went to the Commons yesterday and I tried to buy a pack of Milanos because those are like my favorite things in the world. And they cost like $8 for like one pouch of Milanos. Like, that's absurd.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
They also charged $6 for like a 3-ounce tub of gummy bears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just going to like go to CVS and get some.
Yeah,
which is
no
still like
gonna
overpriced.
No one's going to go to CVS and get anything. Which again, it is also overpriced because like there's, they have a monopoly on all foods here.
They do.
You don't have a choice.
They do.
I'm going to start, like, shipping, like, ordering on Amazon.
Yeah.
And, like, having boxes of food to...
We need, like, a Costco here.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited for
I think they're opening a Target in Central Square, which is life-changing.
That's so exciting.
Because I go to Central... Sorry. I just noticed that I typed... I just typed Booby Charles instead of Bobby Charles. It's... this is just, like, a mess of a playlist, but it's okay. Okay.
Target and Central will be incredible. Also, you having a house that I can mail things to is gonna be great.
Oh yeah. You're more than welcome to. Yeah.
I didn't really ask.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. Sorry.
The other thing that the Commons is severely lacking, but also just like the entire world is severely lacking, is gluten-free vegan options.
Yeah.
Which wasn't something that I was ever concerned about until a week ago when I swore off gluten and all animal products. And had
really?
Nothing for 7 years. So, and I went to go and pick up snacks for the all-nighter I just pulled. And
they didn't have anything.
Edamame crisps.
Those are like, good. The snappy crisps.
So, no, not snappy crisps. Like, they're like just like dried edamame beans. And you like pop them like, I don't know. They're like beans.
Aren't those, they're like called snappy crisps though, right?
No. Those are like chips that are shaped like peas.
Yeah.
No, these are like edamame beans that were like freeze-dried and covered in wasabi powder.
Interesting.
And they're good but really, really dry.
Okay.
Which is actually good because then you don't like, in theory, you don't like shovel them down. Like, you don't just like throw them back.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that. And they had apples and, and they had a caffeine granola bar, which I was all over.
Yeah.
Caffeine is a good thing. the equivalent of 6 cups of coffee.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Not like at once, but like over the course of the past 24 hours. And those were gluten-free, which confuses me because I thought oats were like literally what gluten is.
Right.
But they're not.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, that was it. That is all they have. So I am resenting that a lot now.
Yeah. I resent the Commons a lot now. Mostly because my $8 Milanos. Sad.
I think the Commons are good for Cajun fries and mac and cheese at late night.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme about, like, showing up at late night and, like, French frying?
Yeah. Oh, good old
meme.
And
mac and cheese and calling yourself gourmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
Back to Mardi Gras. Wow, we just went on a very big tangent. Yeah. Okay, this is I Don't Feel Like Dancing by someone.
By Scissor Sisters.
By that, yep. Cool.
I'm not afraid to die. Hot and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us. Cause we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't want to mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace.
twist so fine.
Come on and twist a little closer now.
Twist a little closer.
And let me know that you're mine.
There we go. Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good. All right. So these are songs that I felt would be played at a modern day Mardi Gras celebration. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're on this playlist.
Yep.
In other news, it's almost 8. And we're going to sign off and play a few more tunes.
Yep. So, this is Rocky Mountain Jams with Allison and Megan, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have an incredible Fat Tuesday.
Yes. If you're in New Orleans, by any chance.
If you're in New Orleans, listening to a Medford radio station.
Have fun.
On both of our behalf. And someday in future years, we might come and join you.
Yes.
That's the goal.
That is the goal. Okay, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.